各位弟兄姐妹，主安。
Peace be with you, brothers and sisters.
又到感恩的季节。
It's once again season to give thanks.
我的手又开始酸，天气又开始冷了。
And it's also time for my arm starting to feel sore, and the weather starting to become cooler.
感谢神啊！不管每个人都离开我，只剩下我一个。神还是跟我同在。
Thanks to the Lord, no matter who leaves me, God, you are the one who will always be with me.
我们今天继续来看仆人之歌第二首。
So today we're going to continue the topic of servant songs.
我们知道以赛亚书中有四首仆人之歌。我们前面两堂说的啊，看了第一首，我们今天大概看第二首的一到三节。
So we know that in the book of Isaiah there are four songs about servants, and previously we've looked at the first one, and today we're going to look at the second one.
以赛亚书49:1-6，他这样说：众海岛啊，当听我言；远方的众民啊，留心而听。自我出胎，耶和华就选召我；自出母腹，他就提我的名。这是第一节。
So in Isaiah 49, first verse, it says, Listen to me, my islands, hear this, you distant nations. Before I was born, the Lord called me. From my mother's womb, he has spoken my name.
上次我们看第一首仆人之歌的时候，它的开始是说，看啊，我的仆人，我所扶持，所拣选，心里所喜悦，我已将我的灵赐给他，他必将公理传给外邦。
So previously we were looking at Isaiah 42, and it says, Here's my servant whom I uphold, my chosen one in whom I delight. I will put my spirit on him, and he will bring justice to the nations.
所以今天我们可以看得很清楚，神是在他仆人刚刚出母腹，还是一个新生的胎儿的时候，就提他的名，选召为他的仆人。
So today, from the verse we just read, Isaiah 49:1, we see that God has called his servant from the very beginning, when the servant is still baby, infancy, or even starting from when he was in his mother's womb.
耶利米书1:4-5，他这样说：耶利米说，耶和华的话临到我说，我未将你造在腹中，我已晓得你；你未出母胎，我已分别你为圣，我已派你做列国的先知。
In Jeremiah chapter 1 verse 45, it says, The word of the Lord came to me, saying, Before I formed you in the womb, I knew you. Before you were born, I set you apart.I appointed you as a prophet to the nations.
回想大约十几年前，常有人问一个问题，说我们能够成为基督徒，是蒙神的拣选，还是我们自由意志所做的选择？
So thinking back, more than 10 years ago, oftentimes there's a question surrounding the topic whether the fact that we can become Christian, whether it is due to God's, is it because God chose us, or it is because our free will allowed us to make the choice?
我个人比较喜欢是我个人的自由意志，选择相信跟随主，愿意做一个基督徒。
Now, personally, I prefer the answer that it is because of my free will that I made the choice, I made the decision to follow God.
因为这样子，我觉得在这个信主的过程中，我至少做了一点点事，做了一个正确的选择。
Because in that way, somehow I felt like on my journey of believing, somehow it felt like I did something that I contributed.
但现在我知道，神在我们刚出母腹，还是一个新生的胎儿的时候，完完全全没有自由意志的时候，就选召了我们成为一个基督徒，我们自己一点功劳都没有。
But now I know that God has chosen us chosen us when we were still in our mother's wombs, when we didn't have free will, he called us to be his followers.
使徒保罗在陈述神全权的选择的时候，在罗马书九章十一节，九章十一到十三节，他这样说：双子还没有生下来，善恶还没有做出来，只因要显明神选选人的旨意，不在乎人的行为，乃在乎招人的主。神就对利百加说：将来大的要服侍小的，正如经上所说，雅各是我所爱的，以扫是我所恶的。
So in Romans chapter 9, verse 11 to 13, it says, Yet before the twins were born or had done anything good or bad, in order that God's purpose in election might stand, not by works, but by him who calls, she was told. The elder will serve the younger, just as it is written, Jacob I loved, but Esau I hated.
约翰福音十五章十六节，主说，不是你们拣选了我，是我拣选了你们，并且派你们去结果子，叫你们的果子长存，使你们奉我的名无论向父求什么，他就赐给你们。
Also in John chapter 15 verse 16 it says, You did not choose me, but I chose you and appointed you so that you might go and bear fruit, fruit that will last, and so that whatever you ask in my name, the Father will give you.
当神召选他的仆人之后，他便把他的话语放在他的心上，他把他的能力跟他的恩赐也加给他所选召的仆人。
And when God has chosen his servants, he himself put his words in the servant's heart and give his own ability and talents to the ones he has chosen.
所以的第二节说，他使我的口如快刀，将我藏在他手阴之下，又使我成为磨亮的剑，将我藏在他剑带之中。
That's why in Isaiah 49 verse 2 it says, He made my mouth like a sharpened sword. In the shadow of his hands he hid me. He made me into a polished arrow and concealed me in his quiver.
口如快刀，很清楚地告诉我们，神的话由他仆人口中而出时，像锋利的刀子。
So here it mentions sharpened sword. It is telling us clearly that God's words spoken by his servants can be a double-edged sword.
希伯来书四章三到十二到十三节说，神的道是活泼的，是有功效的，比一切两刃的剑更快，甚至魂以灵、骨节以骨髓都能刺入、剖开，连心中的思念和主意都能辨明，并且被造的没有一样在他面前不显然的。原来万物在那与我们有关系的主眼前都是赤裸避开的。
So in Hebrews chapter 4, verse 12 to 13, it says, For the word of God is alive and active, sharper than any double-edged sword.It penetrates even to dividing souls and spirit, joints and marrow. It judges the thoughts and attitudes of the heart. Nothing in all creation is hidden from God's sight. Everything is uncovered and laid bare before the eyes of Him to whom we must give account.
神大不但把他的话语赐给他的仆人，而且他的仆人从主耶和华那里所得的聪明才智、行为能力是经过神精心雕塑成为磨亮的剑，它可以成为主的精兵，合乎主使用的器皿。
So from this we can see that God not only gave his own words to his servants, but also has equipped them with intelligence, wisdom, abilities, so that they can be sharpened, they can become a sharpened arrow.And become Lord's army and the instrument that's fit for his use.
但主说，他把快刀藏在耶和华的手阴之下，磨亮的剑是放在主的剑带之中。这到底是什么意思啊？
But God also mentioned this sharpened knife needs to be hidden in his hand, and this polished arrow needs to be concealed in his quiver. What does that mean?
我们今天就从圣经里面来找答案，然后我们从旧约、新约里面来找例子。
So today we want to find the answer in the Bible and to find some example from the Old Testament and New Testament.
旧约中有很多位神所重用的仆人，他们被神耶和华精心的磨练。我们今天就看看大家，来看看大家都非常熟悉的雅各，他怎么样被神磨练成以色列。
In the Old Testament, there are a lot of servants who have been put into important positions by God. They have been sharpened by God with careful intention. And today we're going to look at one person whom we are very familiar with, which is Jacob, how he became Israel.
新约里面也有彼得啊、保罗啊，这两位主耶稣基督非常重用的使徒，我们今天也来看看神怎么样雕塑彼得。
And also in the New Testament, we want to use, there are also Peter and Paul, the two important disciples who have been used by God, and we want to look at one example, which is Peter, how God has shaped him.
雅各还在利百加的母腹之中的时候，主耶和华已经告诉利百加说，将来大的要服侍小的，雅各是我所爱的，以扫是我所恶的。利百加他母亲，利百加是雅各的母亲，他应该很知道雅各是神所拣选的。
So in the case of Jacob, even when he was still in Rebecca's womb, the Lord has already told Rebecca that the older will serve the younger. Jacob I loved, Esau I hated. Therefore, we can see that Rebecca should know very clearly that Jacob is the one that God chose.
但神有他的时间，还有计划，但人就是不能够顺服的等待。雅各和以扫这两位双胞兄弟，他们在他母亲的肚子里面就彼此相争。真的他母亲很难过。
But even though God has his timing and plan, it seemed like human beings, even though they know the plan, it's still hard for them to obediently wait for God's timing. When Jacob and Esau, the twins, were still in their mother's womb, they started fighting with each other, and so that their mother suffered when she was pregnant.
创世纪二十五章二十二节这样写，孩子们在他腹中彼此相争，他就说，若是这样，我为什么要活着呢？
So in Genesis 25:22, it says, the babies jostled each other within her, and she said, why is this happening to me?
雅各争了老半天有用吗？没有啊，以扫还是先出生了，他得了以色列传统长子的名分。
So did it work when Jacob tried to fight with his brother? No, it didn't, because Esau was still the one who was born first and had the birthright of the firstborn.
但雅各就甘心顺服的等待神的计划了吗？没有啊。
But did Jacob willingly wait for God's plan to be fulfilled? No, he didn't.
聪明的雅各，他千方百计用红豆汤骗了他长子的名分，骗到了以后还跟他母亲同谋，用羊羔美味骗了他父亲以扫的那个长子的祝福。
So the smart Jacob, he tried everything he could. He tricked his brother Esau to sell the birthright.For just a bowl of lentil soup, and then Jacob also worked together with his mom Rebecca, fooled his father using young goats and tasty foods for the blessing of the firstborn.
好了，雅各他现在骗到了他所要的，有用吗？没有。
So at that time, Jacob got everything that he wanted, but did it really work in the way that he wanted? No.
雅各这一切人的作为所带来的后果是家庭的破碎。雅各为了要逃避他哥哥以扫的杀身之后，只好离家开始逃亡。
What Jacob did was actually resulted in the separation in his family. He had to flee away from his home to escape from his brother's pursuit and killing.
圣经上再也没有记载雅各跟利百加他们母子重逢的事，很可能的利百加跟雅各是个永别，圣经再也没有利百加的名分了。
And the Bible later never recorded whether Jacob and Rebecca had a chance to see each other. So it's very likely that that was the last time they saw each other.
但雅各从这个教训里面，他学会了顺服神了吗？还是没有？
But did Jacob learn his lesson from his lesson of obeying God from this? No, he did not.
雅各逃的时候逃得好辛苦，他逃到有一个地方叫做路斯，以后叫做伯特利。那时候太阳下山了，四面都暗了，他在这个夜晚里面，他是又累又无依无靠，他就捡起一块石头当枕头，他就睡了。
So it was not easy for Jacob when he was fleeing. On his way, he stopped at Bethel, and the sun had set, and it was becoming dark. So he was tired, and he was helpless, and he needed to rest. So he took a stone as pillow and fell asleep.
在这个凄凉的旷野，主耶和华在梦中向他显现了。
And it was at that night, the Lord appeared in front of him.
创世纪二十八章十三到十五节这样说：耶和华站在他的旁边说：“我是耶和华，你主亚伯拉罕的神，也是以撒的神。我要将你现在所躺卧之地赐给你和你的后裔。”你的后裔必像尘沙那么多，必向东西南北开展，地上的万族必因你和你的后裔得福。我也与你同在，无论你往哪里去，我必保佑你，领你归回这地，总不离弃你，直到我成全向你所立的应许。
In Genesis 28 verse 13 to 15 it says,There above it stood the Lord, and he said, I am the Lord, the God of your father Abraham, and the God of Isaac. I will give you and your descendants the land on which you are lying. Your descendants will be like the dust of the earth, and you will spread out to the west and to the east, to the north and to the south. All peoples on earth will be blessed through you and your offspring. I am with you and will watch over you wherever you go.And I will bring you back to this land. I will not leave you until I have done what I have promised you.
弟兄姐妹，我们现在想一下，刚才神的话、神的应许里面，我们觉得哪一句是最重要的，最能够打动我们的心？是神要把那个地赐给他呢，还是他的后裔要像尘沙那么多呢？还是他的万族都要因他跟他的后裔得福？还是神的不离不弃，一直到神应许，他的应许成全。
So, dear brothers and sisters, from this verse, what is the particular thing that you want most? Is it the land that God has promised, or is it that your descendant will be as many as dust, or is it because you and your descendant will receive his blessings, or it is God's presence be with you and receiving his promises.
我们现在来读一下雅各的回应。
Let's take a look at what Jacob, how he responded to God.
他记在创世纪二十八章二十到二十二节。 雅各就许愿说，神若与我同在，在我所行的路上保佑我，又给我食物吃，衣服穿，使我平平安安地回到我父亲的家，我就以耶和华为我的神，我所立为柱子的石头也必作神的殿，凡你所赐给我的，我必将十分之一献给你。
So this is how Jacob responded in Genesis 28, verse 20 to 22. It says, Then Jacob made a vow, saying, If God will be with me and will watch over me on this journey, I am taking and will give with me that I'm taking and will give me food to eat and clothes to wear so that I return safely to my father's household. Then the Lord will be my God, and the stone that I have set up as a pillar will be God's house, and of all that you give me, I will give you a tenth.
我们现在看到雅各心里所想要求的。
So from this we see what Jacob really wants in his heart.
雅各他现在落乱了，他在逃命的路上，他要神的同在，要神的保佑，要神给他食物吃，衣服穿，保守他一路平安回到他的父家，这个我们可以了解。
So now Jacob is in a difficult situation. He is fleeing for his life. So he wants God to be with him, want God to watch over him, want God to give him food to eat, clothes to wear, and to protect him so that he can return to his father's household.
但是他说，凡你所赐给我的，我必将十分之一献给你。这应不是献给你吧？这应该还给你嘛？因为雅各现在一无所有，他靠神的保守要往前面走前面的道路，所以他怎么可以说献给你？他现在一无所有哎。
And all of those things that he wanted was understandable, but the very last sentence when he said, of all that you give me, I will give you a tenth. Does that make sense? Jacob at that time had nothing. So everything he would possibly have in the future will be given by God. So this sentence should really be to repay God, not necessarily give God a tenth.
感谢神啊，神没有跟雅各计较这一些，在他逃亡的二十年里面，他神看守保护他，按着他所求的给他。
Praise God. God was very gracious and he didn't mind what Jacob said. And during the time when Jacob was fleeing, the Lord watched over him and protected him and gave him what he needed.
在这二十年里面啊，雅各娶了四个妻子，生了十二个儿子，还有很多很多的牲畜，光是他准备要送给他哥哥的礼物就有母山羊200只，公山羊20只，母绵羊200只，公绵羊20只，奶筛子的骆驼30只，各带着筛子，母牛40只，公牛10只，母驴20匹，驴鸡10匹，好多好多。
So during that 20 years, Jacob married 4 wives, had 12 sons, and he had accumulated a lot of wealth so that he was able to take an example. When he saw his brother Esau, Jacob gave a lot of gifts, including 200 female goats and 20 male goats, 200 and 20 rams, 30 female camels with their young, 40 cows and 10 bulls, and 20 female donkeys and 10 male donkeys.
雅各真的很有才能，很会经营他的财产，但这些有用吗？神要给他的是这一些吗？
So Jacob was really gifted. He was very good at managing his wealth, but was that the most important thing? Was that all that God wanted to give him?
我们知道雅各最心爱的妻子拉结，在他回来见他父亲的路上， 难产死了，他最疼爱的儿子约瑟不见了，更惨的是雅各遇到了饥荒，他没有东西吃了，他要只好离家下埃及去。
We know later, Jacob's favorite wife Rachel died on the way to see Jacob's father Esau because of a difficult delivery, and his favorite son Joseph later disappeared, and even later Jacob experienced the great famine. There was nothing to eat, and he had to leave his homeland and go to Egypt. All of these happened.
创世纪四十六章一到四节这样说：以色列带着一切所有的，起身来到别示巴，就献祭给他父亲以撒的神。夜间，神在异象中对以色列说：雅各，雅各。他说：我在这里。神说：我是神，就是你父亲的神。你下埃及去，不要害怕，因为我必使你在那里成为大族。我要和你一同下埃及去，也必带你上来。约瑟必给你送终。
So in Genesis 46:1-4, so Israel set out with all that was his, and when he reached Beersheba, he offered sacrifices to the God of his father Isaac. And God spoke to Israel in a vision at night and said, Jacob, Jacob, here I am. He replied, I am God, the God of your father. He said, do not be afraid to go down to Egypt, for I will make you into a great nation there. I will go down to Egypt with you, and I will surely bring you back again, and Joseph's own hand will close your eyes.
弟兄姐妹们，我们看到这个时候的雅各，神已经叫他以色列了，圣经已经改成以色列了。他在这个时候，他没有说，也没有要吃的，也没有要穿的，也没有说他要奉献什么给神。他只安安静静的就从别示巴起行下埃及去。
So from this, we can see that at that point, God started calling Jacob, no longer Jacob, but Israel. And we can see from Israel's response that this time he did not ask God for food to eat or clothes to wear. He did not say that he would give one-tenth. He quietly left Beersheba to go to Egypt.
以色列现在知道这个世上的一切财富都会过去，他要的是神与他的同在，他要抓住的是神的应许。
Because by that point Israel finally realized that all the wealth in this world will pass away. What he really needed is God's presence. What he need to hold on is God's promises.
当雅各，我们现在应该说以色列，到埃及，他见到法老王的时候。
So when Jacob, who should be Israel now, went down to Egypt and saw Pharaoh.
创世纪四十七章八到十节这样记载：法老王问雅各说：“你平生的年日是多少呢？”雅各说：“我寄居在世的年日是130岁，我平生的年日又早又苦，不及我列祖在寄居的年日。”雅各又给法老祝福，就从法老面前出去了。
In Genesis 47, verse 8-10, it says, Pharaoh asked him, How old are you? And Jacob said to Pharaoh, The years of my pilgrimage are 130. My years have been few and difficult, and they do not equal the years of the pilgrimage of my fathers. Then Jacob blessed Pharaoh and went out from his presence.
法老只问他说：“你今年几岁啊？”这是一个很礼貌的一个问话而已。 雅各却回答说他在世上聚居的年日，而且明白的说这130年是又少又苦。
So Pharaoh was only asked the question, how old are you? And it was a polite question. But Jacob answered that I'm only present in this world for 130 years. But he added that the 130 years have been few and difficult.
是的，雅各在这130年寄居的岁月里面，很辛苦的他争取自己所要的，但他争到什么？
Indeed, Jacob, in his 130 years in this world, he worked really hard for what he wanted. But eventually, what did he get?
他带给法老的礼物不像他哥哥一样牛羊马骆驼什么的，他带给法老的是神的祝福。
And if you notice here, what he offered to the Pharaoh as a gift is no longer like what he offered to his brother Esau, all those camels and donkeys and goats. He offered Pharaoh blessings.
现在雅各已经成为神的仆人，他已经成为他旁边人的祝福。
Because now Jacob has become truly God's servant, and he has become a blessing to others.
我们现在来看一下新约里面的我很喜欢的一个人物，就是使徒彼得，看神怎么样来磨练他。
Now let's take a look at a person in the New Testament whom I'm very fond of and see how God has shaped him.
当我们想到彼得的时候，我们首先想到的就是鱼啊。彼得是个渔夫，很会钓鱼。
And this person is Peter. And when we think about Peter, we probably will first think about fish because Peter is a fisherman.
耶稣招彼得的时候，是耶稣上了彼得的船，要他把船开到水深之处下网打鱼。这是在路加五章四节。
When Jesus he got on one of the boats, the one belonging to Simon, Jesus told Simon, "Put out into deep water and let down the nets for a catch."
西门说：“夫子，我们整夜劳力，并没有打着什么，但依你的话就下网。”
Simon answered, "Master, we've worked hard all night and haven't caught anything.But because of you say so, I will let down the nets."
结果他们下了网，打了很多鱼，网都差点裂开来。这一网网了两条船的鱼。
And as it turned out, they were able to catch a large number of fish that their nets started to break, and the fish filled two boats.
彼得他是一个非常有经验的渔夫，他知道他遇到神迹了。遇到神人了，他就俯伏在耶稣的脚前说：“主啊，离开我，我是罪人。”
Now Peter is an experienced fisherman, and when he saw this, he knew this is a miracle. So he fell down at Jesus' knees and said, "Go away from me, Lord. I am a sinful man."
那耶稣对彼得、西门说：“不要怕。”从今以后，你要得人了。
But Jesus said to Simon, "Do not be afraid. From now on, you will fish for people."
彼得从此就离开他的工作，开始跟随耶稣。他心里知道耶稣是谁。在路加福音九章二十节，耶稣说：“你们说我是谁？”彼得回答说：“是神所立的基督。”
That's when Peter, he decided to stop being a fisherman, but start following Jesus. And he knew who Jesus was. And in Luke chapter 9, verse 20, it says, "But what about you?" he asked. "Who do you say I am?" Peter answered, "God's Messiah."
虽然西门彼得相信耶稣是基督，是神的儿子，也知道跟随耶稣，但他还不知道要怎么样来行事为人，才是主要他做的。
But even though Simon Peter believed that Jesus is Son of God, and he decided to follow Jesus, at that time, he still did not know how to live a life that's pleasing to God.
当耶稣带着他还有两个门徒一起上山，并显出神独生子的荣光的时候，他的反应是：夫子，我们在这里真好，可以盖三座，可以搭三座棚，一座为你，一座为摩西，一座为你以利亚。他却不知道他所说的是什么。
And later, when Jesus took him to go on the mountain, and Peter saw the glory of Jesus as the Son of God, Peter said to him, "Master, it's good for us to be here. Let us put up three shelters, one for you, one for Moses, and one for Elijah." He did not know what he was saying.
这完全合乎我们今天的基督徒的一个心态，我们一直想为神做些什么事，但这并不是神所要的。
Now what Peter said was is similar to what we a lot of times tend to say or tend to do, which is wanting to do something for God, but that's not exactly what God wants.
神要的是，这是我的儿子，我所拣选的，你们要听他。
What God really wants is, this is my son, whom I have chosen, listen to him.
这记在路加福音九章三十五节。
And this is written in Luke chapter 9, verse 35.
彼得是一个，会是一个写信汉子，他很讲义气。当主在最后晚餐预言他自己要上十字架的时候，主又说：西门，西门，撒旦想要得着你们，好塞你们，像塞麦子一样，但我已经为你祈求，叫你不至于失了信心，你回头以后要坚固你的弟兄。这在路加二十二章三十一到三十二节。
Now Peter is a passionate and loyal man. When the Lord at the Last Supper spoken the prophecy that he will be hung on the cross, he also said, "Simon, Simon, Satan has asked to shift all of you as wheat, but I have prayed for you, Simon, that your faith may not fail. And when you have turned back, strengthen your brothers." And this is written in Luke chapter 22, verse 31 to 32.
彼得听到这句话的时候，他心里不太舒服，他就很有自信地说：主啊，我就同你下监，同你受死，也是甘心。
And when Peter heard this, he had some disagreement in his heart, and so he said with full confidence, "Lord, I am ready to go with you to prison and to death."
耶稣就回答说：彼得，我告诉你，今日鸡还没叫，你要三次说不认得我。
And Jesus answered, "I tell you, Peter, before the rooster crowed today, you will deny three times that you know me."
彼得真的要为主征战吗？是的，在主耶稣被捕的时候，彼得拿起刀来砍了一刀，削掉一个大祭司仆人的耳朵。
So is it true that Peter wanted to fight for Jesus? Well, yes. When Jesus was captured, Peter drew his sword and struck the servant of the high priest and cutting off his ear.
但这不是神所要的。耶稣对他说：收刀入鞘还动刀的必死在刀下。
But that's not what God wanted. Jesus said, "Put your sword back in its place, for all who draw draw the sword will die by the sword.
彼得在耶稣被捕之后，真的三次不认主吗？是的，他只是一个蒙恩的罪人。
And as it turned out, after Jesus was captured, Peter really denied Jesus three times. And as it showed, Peter was also a sinner.
当彼得第三次不认主的时候，鸡就叫了。
And when the third time Peter denied Jesus, the rooster crowed.
主转过身来看彼得，彼得便想起主对他说的话，今日鸡叫以先，你要三次不认我，他就出去痛哭。
And the Lord turned and looked straight at Peter. Then Peter remembered the word the Lord had spoken to him. Before the rooster crows today, you will disown me three times. And he went outside and wept bitterly.
彼得他是一个大男人，他在哭什么？他为什么痛哭？他是在哭自己没有吗？还是在哭自己终于认清了自己是什么样的一个人？
So Peter, as a man, he cried. What was he crying about? Was he crying for himself, or was he crying that because he finally see clearly what kind of man he was?
当主的使徒他认清了自己，认识了主耶稣，这就够了吗？应该还是不太够。
But is it enough for the disciples to just have a clear idea of who they are, their human nature? Was that enough? Was it enough just know Jesus? No, it's not enough.
使徒行传一章四到五节。主在复活之后，耶稣和他们聚集的时候，吩咐他们说：“不要离开耶路撒冷，要等候父所所应许的，就是你们听见我所说过的。约翰用水施洗，但不多日，你们要受圣灵的洗。”
In Acts chapter 1, verse 4 to 5, it says, On one occasion, while he was eating with them, he gave them this command.Do not leave Jerusalem, but wait for the gift my Father promised, which you have heard me speak about. For John baptized with water, but in a few days you will be baptized with the Holy Spirit.
彼得并没有乖乖地在耶路撒冷等神，他又带着他的弟兄去打鱼了。
But despite of Jesus' command, Peter did not stay in Jerusalem to wait for the Lord. He went out to fish with his brothers.
他们打了一个晚上，并没有打着什么，这是很正常的。但是天将亮的时候，主来了。
And they fished for all night, but they didn't catch anything. And early in the morning, the Lord appeared.
耶稣说，你们把网撒在船的右边，就必得着。他们被撒下网去，竟拉不上来，因为鱼甚多。
And Jesus said, throw your net on the right side of the boat, and you will find some. And when they did, they were unable to haul the net in because of the large number of fish.
这个情况跟主召彼得的时候一模一样。
And this is exactly like the first time when Jesus called Peter.
彼得马上知道是主，他被召的时候也是有这样的神迹。
Peter immediately recognized that this is the Lord, this is Jesus, because he experienced the same miracle the first time when he was called.
主耶稣并没有骂彼得。主不但没有骂彼得，他还为他们准备早餐。
But Jesus did not criticize Peter. Not only so, he prepared breakfast for them.
早饭以后，主就问彼得三次：“你爱我比这些更深吗？”这在约翰二十一章十五节。
And after breakfast, the Lord asked Peter three times, "Do you love me more than these?" And it was written in John 21, verse 15.
彼得因为耶稣第三次对他说：“你爱我吗？”就忧愁，对耶稣说：“主啊，你是无所不知的，你知道我爱你。”耶稣说：“你喂养我的羊。”
And Peter was hurt because Jesus asked him this, the third time, "Do you love me?" So Peter said, "Lord, I know all things. You know all things. You know that I love you." And Jesus said, "Feed my sheep."
彼得为什么忧愁呢？他想到了什么呢？他应该想到了耶稣曾经对他说过，撒旦要得着你们，好塞你们像塞麦子一样。
So why was Peter hurt? What was he thinking? He probably thought, remembered Jesus told him before that Satan has asked for them, to shift them as wheat.
麦子跟败子的比喻，彼得应该知道。现在彼得知道，彼得回头了，他要怎么样兼顾他的弟兄呢？他怎么样来建造这个教会，成为教会的基石呢？
Now Peter know clearly the difference between the metaphor of wheat and chaff, and now he hasReturn to Jesus. How is he planning to strengthen his brother? How is he planning to build the church and become a cornerstone?
教会是神的仆人，在神的爱里面，这个基础上，在爱的这个基础上建立的。所以神的仆人必须要爱主比这些更多，因为。教会要看到的是主，并不是人。
Now church needs to be built on love. It needs to be built by those who love God more than anything else or anyone else. Because what God really appreciates is love.
教会的基础是神的爱。
And the church's foundation needs to be God's love.
主的话，它是一把两刃的剑。
And God's words is a double-edged sword.
它会造就人，它很会伤人，也会绊倒弟兄。
It can build people up, but it also can hurt people, can be a hindrance.
所以，主的话，当我们讲出的时候，必须藏在主的手印之下。当我们讲话的时候，我们看到的是神的作为，并不是我们伤人的话。
And therefore, God's words needs to be spoken with His guidance, like the sword needs to be hidden in His hand, so that the words can be.Can build people up rather than a hindrance.
对，我们每个弟兄，我们跟每个姐妹都很有能力，就像一把磨砺的剑一样。
And all of our brothers and sisters have their own unique gift, and you are all like a sharpened sword.
但是这一把剑射出去的时候，是从主的剑袋里面。拿出来的。
And you are like a polished arrow, and this arrow needs to be first concealed in Lord's quiver before it was shoot out.
当人看到的时候，并不是一把锋利的剑，是主的荣美。
And when others look at you, they should not see the knife or the arrow first. They should see God's glory and grace first.
所以我们要做的事情是把主的话藏在手印底下，让我们看到神手的作为。我们的能力要藏在主的剑袋里面， 人家看到是主的荣美，这样子我们才能够造就人，我们才不会绊倒弟兄，我们也才能够荣耀神。
Therefore, we need to use God's words in a way that when others see it, they see God's hands first and his quiver first and not the knife and the arrow first. So that people, when they hear God's words, when they see the doing, they will see God's glory.
好，我们低头，我们有点祷告。
Let's bow our heads and pray.
天父主，我们感谢你。
Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you.
感谢你聚集我们弟兄姐妹朋友，我们一同来到你的家里，来分享主你的爱。
Thank you for bringing everyone, brothers and sisters and friends, to gather here and to be in your love.
但愿我们说的话，我们做的事，都是从主的爱里面发生。
Lord, we pray that whatever we say, whatever we do, will come from, will be out of your love.
当别人听到，我们旁边的人听到这些话，看到这些事的时候，看到的是主你的爱，是主你的荣美，是主你在做事，不是我们。
So that when others hear and when others see, they will realize it is you, it is your love, your grace, your glory.
感谢祈求，乃奉主耶稣之名而求。
Lord, we give you all praise and thanks and pray this in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.